Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
And welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm so glad that you have joined us today. And I have a couple guests with me inside the studio. We're going to be concentrating on that second word in the title of the show, which is legacy today. Well, that's the first one. I don't even know my own show. It's called The Legacy and Faith Show. So the legacy part...
You've been doing faith for so long.
Yeah, I know. I have been. And that's the voice of Barry Kenny. And I also have with me Debbie Mycroft in studio. So, that's a great introduction. And if that doesn't entice you to stay around, that we actually make mistakes around here, then I'm not sure what will. But so I have a couple, not only people who run different businesses, but they're also good friends of mine. And so I just want to take a moment and introduce everybody. First, Barry, why don't you say hello? You've been on this radio show before.
Barry Kenny is my name. I work with the Bear Services. We are a photo and slide and scrapbook archiver. We can digitize all of those into formats that can be shared with your families and friends throughout your devices.
And actually, your commercial is on my station quite a bit, and so people should be familiar with your voice if indeed they listen to the show at all. And then I also have with us Debbie Mycroft. Debbie, hello. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you, Paul, for inviting me.
Absolutely.
I'm Debbie Mycroft with Memories Worth Telling, and I help families preserve their legacies. And I do that by sitting down, interviewing them, capturing all of their stories, and preserving them in books and letters.
And so this really is a part of the legacy attributes. As a matter of fact, for clear, full, absolute disclosure, I've known Barry for, 24, 25 years, and he is also an employee at the law firm. And then likewise, Debbie, I've known you for a good 7-8 years, and you have recently just come on to assist in a part-time capacity at the firm as well. And with my business as an estate planner, a part of my goal is that I do want to create plans that last generationally. And in the estate planning world, we do that through trust. We do that by protecting wealth, but also not just family wealth as far as the monetary aspect of what people pass. But a large part of what we talk about with clients and what our heart at Planning with Purpose is about is also the attribute of making sure that a legacy, more than the tangible bank account, because in my experience, most people spend bank accounts rather quickly. And so, as a matter of fact, statistically, an individual will spend their inheritance in 18 months or less. And it almost doesn't even matter what the dollar value is. I've given examples on this radio show where $1.5 million was spent in 18 months. And nothing to show for. It's not even that they paid off houses and did other things that would bring a lasting value down the road. It's money that is in somebody's hands and they become wide-eyed and it is out the door. So a large part of what my passion is about is attempting to assist families to think through, what does it mean to have a legacy? What does it mean that if we're going to turn over wealth, that money can be utilized for a long-term advantage? I have two daughters, and I would not want my whatever I have to be wasted within a couple of years, within 5 years. I would want that money to be preserved, to be able to be used for my girls for a longer period of time. Well, that's just the money aspect of everything. And so this show is going to be talking more about how about the non-money portion of things. And many of you out there may have items that you've inherited from parents or grandparents or even through multiple generations. It could be something that is tangible. It could be a music box. It could be a piece of jewelry. It can be other things. And then we get into the things that are more difficult, or actually even in that you may have pictures that are generational. You have pictures that have been handed down. And so once a person leaves this earth, then it's really, really difficult to split one picture between multiple children. So now who is going to be the next caretaker of the family legacy? Who is going to be the one person who holds on to things and actually takes that portion of the legacy and preserves it for future generations, and in a way that the whole family can enjoy it, and in a way that is accessible without, here's another nice little thing if we could accomplish, without any family fighting. And so, because that's always enjoyable. You know, everybody, I think, has the highest priority of dying and leaving a family feud. So, of course, that's a joke. That's my sense of humor, everybody. So, no, we don't want that. And then, in addition, what if that one person who passes away has been the family patriarch or has been the family historian? And beyond that, what if that person were to pass away and we never get to understand their story any longer because they can no longer give it to us? Now, lately in society, what I've noticed is that there is a huge trend towards wanting to understand your backstory, wanting to understand your heritage. As a matter of fact, multi-million and even billion-dollar companies have been started just by the ideology of, let's trace my family heritage. Let's develop a huge family tree and see how far back we can go. And it's really that issue that we want to start talking about here today, which is, how do we preserve for future generations not just stuff, not just passing a bank account, but how do we preserve the family legacy? How do we preserve the family photos, the family jewelry, the family whatever it is? And in addition, not lose the voice and the stories of the individual who has passed away. So with that introduction, which of course is always very short on my show because I don't know how to talk at all, so now I want to start bringing in the voices of Barry and Debbie, and because you both have businesses that I think hit the bullseye with this issue, that you have thought and began businesses with the same heart and mind, which is, how do we assist families and individuals preserve what they have so that it can be used and shared on a family level instead of individual, while preserving that family heritage, while preserving the voice of those who unfortunately are going to be left behind. So, Barry, why don't we start with you, because we started talking about bank accounts and it kind of leads into more of the tangible stuff, which is, people have photos, they have other memorabilia, and it's just sitting around the household. Number one, it's if it's anything like my family, it's probably in shopping bags compared to photo albums. But they're specifically, until this recent generation, everything was developed on actual photos. Does everyone out in the audience remember those? They're actual photos. nowadays we take pictures and they're sitting on phone and then they're saved to the computer and we're backing them up. But that wasn't the luxury that we grew up in.
So
talk to me a little bit about, what does it mean for families that you help, and what are some of the things that you've seen as far as the passion that people have in preserving that part of their legacy?
Well, you talked on a couple of pieces. There's a lot of pieces to this puzzle, and we're going to talk about them. You mentioned about our potential for family arguments of who's getting the photo albums, who's getting the photos, the boxes. And again, you take it apart, not all photos end up in photo albums. They end up in boxes sometimes and haven't been seen since they were printed. The other part is that we didn't talk about is why did I get them? Why are they in my garage or in my attic? And so there's
well,
a couple.
Number one, it's because I actually took them. And so I, in literally in my family, right? So I have three other brothers. So my mom was greatly blessed with four boys and absolutely no girls. Sorry, Mom. So I'm the one who actually walked in and go, well, What are you doing with all your photos? So my mom started putting them into different categories of who was the main player in the photo. So if I was standing front and center, it was my photo, but even if my brothers were in it. And so I think she's given literally several bags of photos to each one of us. But that's a problem because I don't have any of those photos now that she gave away to my siblings. And
that's right.
God knows they're not going to do anything with them.
That's right.
Sorry if you're listening to the show, guys.
So that's the element of this, of the idea behind what we offer is everybody in the family would like to have access to them it one way or the other. And then there's also, like I ran across just this week, last week was Veterans Day time in
right.
our area. I know that might not be relative to this recording, but I was with my father-in-law. We went to a dinner, and they were sharing photos from World War I, World War II. And those are all on paper, too, and they're disintegrating. And so what we're talking about is keeping them safe and in a format or in condition that can be seen over time and can be shared and saved and stored. And then, of course, we hear about disasters, floods, fires, the fires in California, and people losing everything in their home. A matter of fact, my wife is involved with a women's group. We had a family move up here recently who lost literally everything in a tornado. They've moved to the Seattle area, and they're giving gifts to the family. She had a car full of gifts just to get the family back up and going. Those are the things that get lost. And then the photos are gone. All of those memories.
You know, and my wife's situation is that when I was a missionary in Romania, she and I met. She was my translator. And I was smart enough to bring her home with me. But when she left Romania permanently, because she was an only child and her parents were already in the States. So her family was already dispersed from her home country. And when she left, she literally brought like three or four bags of her entire world. And that's all that she ever brought from her home country. So she trusted her uncle to preserve the pictures and everything else. Well, never to be heard of again. She doesn't have any of her childhood pictures. And that's actually a huge heartbreak for her. And so the how things get dispersed and how things get lost, whether it's by disaster, fire, whether it's by moving, whether it's just by simply one sibling taking them over and you really not having access or having the ability to appreciate what you have, all of these things are a setup for not having what many people would consider a large part of their legacy in life. And so, well, we're running up against a break right now, and we haven't heard anything from Debbie, so we're going to bring her back after the break. We're going to talk a little bit about what Debbie does, and we're going to likewise hear a little more from Barry. We're going to start tying these in. But today on the Legacy and Faith Show, we're really talking about legacy. How do things get transferred from one generation to another generation? How do we preserve what we really do consider as legacy versus just moving a bank account? As an estate planner, I can usually move a bank account. The question is, how long does it take? And so the first call to action is always, do you have your estate plan done? Is it ready? Do you have your will or trust? Do you have your powers of attorney? Have we taken care of the most practical, most straightforward aspect of your life, which is, do you have your estate plan done? Because really, to skip that step and try to move into preservation of legacy is missing the foundational step, in my opinion. Now, so if you need some help, I'd love to assist you. Head over to my website. It's legacyandfaith.com. There are past podcasts There are ways to communicate with us. There's educational sessions coming up in the new year. So head over to legacyandfaith.com. You can find a host of information. And so I'm glad to have Barry and Debbie here with us, and we will talk to them more as soon as we get back from this break. Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Your photos, slides, scrapbooks, and home movies are invaluable and irreplaceable. Barry Kenny here with the Bear Services. Call us to save them as digital files to be stored electronically and shared liberally. We will even come to you so they stay in your possession. Go to thebearservices.com for more information. That's thebearservices.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And it's a little more practical here today as far as we are talking about legacy, transferring of legacy, not as much about the financial legacy portion, but about the every other thing that we consider legacy. So what is your definition of legacy? What does it mean to pass on a legacy? And for that, I have in studio with me as well, Debbie Mycroft. And Debbie has been patiently waiting and listening to us chit-chat. So, Debbie, tell us a little more about what your business is like, because you deal with this very topic of helping people define what is legacy. What does it mean to preserve and pass legacy for generations and actually build that legacy?
I came to this out of personal experience. My mother was truly the matriarch of our family. She knew the lineage, but more importantly to me, she knew all of the memories and stories that really brought everyone in our family to life. So when she passed away and I was grieving the loss of her, I realized that when we grieve, the loss is greater than an individual person. We're grieving the entire family that came before us. And the things that we're grieving, the loss, are the morals, the values, the silly stories that really make up the composition of the family. So that's what I set out to do, is help other families preserve those memories that are reflecting their morals, the values, words of wisdom of the entire family.
And so your portion of legacy is helping people define what are their values? What does it mean to have a value? Why is that important to you? What are some of the stories that help you build that specific value? And actually, recently, I had the privilege of coming to a workshop, because you do periodic workshops,
yes.
Correct? And so, number one, if somebody wanted to try to find information about you, how would they go about doing that?
The most immediate way is to go to my website, www.memoriesworthtelling.com.
Memoriesworthtelling.com. And tell us a little bit about what you do in a workshop.
In a workshop, I give background on the history of legacy letters and what makes a legacy letter as opposed to any other type of letter. And with that understanding, then I help people dig into getting the crux of theirs written. So we look at their morals and values, some of the key memories that they've had through their lifetime, and think about how those work together. How are your morals and values reflected by the life you live?
And you do that a lot through assisting people write and help them develop their story. Mm-hmm. What if somebody's not a very good writer? What if writing is intimidating to them?
That's where I can come in. Writing for me is easy. I was that child in high school that preferred the essay tests over multiple choice tests. I love writing.
Yeah. And so, are there ways to maybe capture things by video or other mediums other than just sitting down and writing a legacy letter, quote unquote.
Yes, there are lots of different mediums. I always record all of the interviews I do with families. We can do that just audio or also with video, and the families get those. I work closely with Barry so we can digitize the photos. Those get included and published in the book to preserve them. Lots of different ways to preserve them.
So you said that you record people's voices. Why is that an important attribute of passing on or preserving legacy? Why is it important to have our voice around?
I think hearing the person's voice really touches a lot of people. I know people who have saved voicemails from the loved ones. And if you want to hear someone saying to you, "Hello, Paul, Paul, are you there? Hello, pick up the phone." How much more meaningful would it to be to have their voice recorded with a message of love for you?
Yeah, that's why I do this radio show. It's just a legacy to my kids. No, not really. So they're going to have way too much of their father's voice. Okay, very good. So now I just lost my train of thought with that stupid sense of humor. Well, let's start tying in the cooperation. And really, I have you both in studio because your businesses really do dovetail each other. And so, Barry, we heard a little bit about your thoughts of, you know, people losing photos and losing some of that background. How are some of the ways that you can help people actually preserve and assist people? So in other words, what do you do?
Well, thank you. Once we get the images, the photos that are on paper, or even the old style VHS or those little camcorder videos into a format that are digital and on the computer, we can start putting together memories of, like, for birthday parties, for anniversaries. And I just did one for a Christmas party, and it's just amazing to watch when kids were 5 years old and then they're growing into, you know, 10, 11, and how they approach it. So we've got ways that we can capture that and tell a story through video, slideshows, things like that.
And even it can be as basic and as preserving a mass amount. Because, I mean, I'm serious. I have now shopping bags worth of photos. And they're from when I grew up, because we are losing and moving into a digital age to where actually creating the physical picture is almost unheard of nowadays. My girls in their 20s think it's awesome when somebody gives them a physical picture. I mean, it's almost like they've never seen it before. So it could be even as straightforward and basic, even though I don't want to call your service basic. That's not my point. But as preserving the actual
piece of paper into a format that can be.
Yeah, because we're still back to the idea that if someone passes away and there's one photo and three heirs, how do you split that in three? You know, you cut out my head and give it to me. You cut out my brother's head and give it to him. That's not what you want to do. So how do you get and disseminate one picture to multiple people?
Well, that's the beauty of our world today. I mean, we can put it out under the cloud. The buzzword, the cloud. There's a lot of services out there where when we save them out into the computer format, we can put them out onto the cloud that no matter where you are in the world, if you're in New York City, you can get a picture of your brother's head if that's what you really
right,
want.
Right, yeah, because I don't want the body. I just want the head, right?
Right. Well,
Great. Now, I gave Debbie an opportunity to tell people how they can get a hold of her. Barry, how do people get a hold of you if they're interested in your services?
The website is thebearservices, just like it sounds, one word, .com. And we have examples of how we can scan, the different methods that we can scan, and putting them out under the web.
Yeah, and you can do things such as huge photos, you can do scrapbooks, you can do things without really harming the photos and without really touching them much. And so your services are really all inclusive and quite spectacular.
Of being able to capture a large size scrapbook, which is not going to fit on a normal everybody's printer for taking a picture, is a very good one.
And so that's back at thebearservices.com, correct? And so So head over if you have a lot of photos and you're kind of in the place where I'm at, to where you need to preserve that. And Debbie, coming back to you for a little bit here as we're running out of time. So again, thanks you guys for being in here. It's amazing how fast a show goes. But Debbie, tell us a little bit more about what are some call to actions that you give individuals? So if they're touched by saying, you know what, I actually really need to start thinking about the family legacy instead of the family money. What are some things that people should take away from this show after hearing your voice?
I would like people to take away the importance of tackling the project now, because the bottom line is none of us know how long we have. And if you wait too late, then it's gone. I waited too late with my mother, and I don't want that to happen to other people. So there are a number of ways to get it going. Give me a call, look at my website, and I offer a consultation. We'll chat about what your vision is, and I can help start formulating the plan of where to go with capturing it. And I also do a planning session where we meet for 1 or 2 hours and really hash out exactly what it is you want to preserve, where the information comes from. Is it with this family member, that family member, who's going to head up the team? Get a very formal plan of how you can work to achieve it.
Well, thank you so much to both of you.
Thanks,
we've been
Paul.
Talking about legacy today. Thank you, Barry, for being here. Thank you, Debbie, for being here.
Thank you, Barry.
One more time, what is your website?
TheBearServices.com.
And Debbie?
MemoriesWorthTelling.com.
And this has been the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find out more information about estate planning, our services, at LegacyandFaith.com, past podcast information. So head over to LegacyandFaith.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to this edition of the Legacy and Faith Show.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at LegacyandFaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.